Excuse me. What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I gotta say.
What up, y'all? It's KMB the Sexy Ninja in the place to be for a Paper Saber Universe, and this is the New World Podcast, brother. We're talking about NXT on February 13th, 2024. We got Vic Joseph, Byron Saxton on commentary, and we started off with Noam Dar and Aura Mensa backstage. They're relaxing. They're chilling. They're like, this is the good life, but guess what? Mr. Stone and Von Wagner come and beat the two up. And, of course, here comes Lash, here comes Jackson, and they run out. They're like, which way did they go? And the kids tried to swerve them and said, that way. And they said, Operation Sneak Attack is how, you know, it worked, I guess. But not really, because they lost to Noam Dar and Aura Mensa. And that was our first match of the night. They fought them all the way out to the ring and everything like that. So, first match, Noam Dar, Aura Mensa over, they beat Von Wagner and Mr. Stone. We got a Mellow Package, and he's an evil, sadistic son of a bitch. Chase U, they're back. And it's funny as, I remember when I've said this before on the podcast, is that every time, I mean, when I first really got into NXT, I thought Chase U was the dumbest thing ever. But now I watch it and I enjoy it now. And I was like, damn, I wanted that calendar so bad. But they sold out quick. They sold out fast. So, here comes Rizzo. She comes up. She's like, hey. You know, because they're giving JC Jane some love. You know, they're like, JC, JC. And she's dancing. She's getting his love. And Rizzo, they have to pay the family. And then she tells him, like, hey, just tell them we know they have that big tag team match tonight. But maybe after they win, they can come and face Chase U for those championships. And Rizzo's like, I'll see what the Don has to say. Next up, we have a gauntlet match. Ridge Holland versus Gallus. He won the first bout and then lost the... Well, he didn't lose. It was a DQ because they all just started attacking. Which was funny. This might as well have been a handicap match. I thought they were going to come out one by one, but they didn't. So, but that's okay, though. It's fine. Ridge Holland did not win. Gallus, he got one over Gallus. But then he goes crazy and starts beating them down with the chair. So Ridge Holland looks strong after all. We got Stone and Wagner backstage. You know, they're upset about their loss and everything. But here comes the son of a bitch himself, Lexus King. And he's like, oh, you know, are you guys tired of losing? You know, I'm a king and I'm going to make my statement here in NXT. And Stone wants to lay one right into his face because he says something about his kids, and he's like, keep my damn kids out of your mouth. Then we have Metaphor backstage with the, how is it, the court, is that how you do it, the Quarter Catch Crew, or am I doing it wrong? I think I'm doing the hand gesture wrong, but Quarter Catch Crew's backstage, and they're looking at that, the cup, the Heritage Cup and everything, and here comes Noam Dar, setting up some tension between the two, and Drew Gulash is right there, and... And I think we're going to set up something between these two. We're basically in stand and deliver season. We got storylines that we're slowly building here. We have Lola Vice versus Tatum Paxley. Lyra's out there. She's cheering on her girl. Even though they're not friends, they're friends. So, yeah, let's make a thing of that. And Lola Vice got the win, looking great, looking strong, even after losing that contract. And the best part about this is Lyra carrying Tatum's lifeless body backstage. And the family's backstage is funny, is that you have the one character, the lawyer guy, I don't know his name right now, he's like talking to the Don, and then I just like, he goes, who are you? and then they get back there, the families, they're getting psyched, they're getting ready. Here comes Rizzo, and Rizzo has a match tonight. So they're like, yeah, we take care of business, we got to do what we got to do, we're the family, we got to show everybody that. Tatum, Lyra, Shotzi, all backstage. After Lyra lays Tatum down, Shotzi's like, hey, we got a match next week. Let's do this, you know, for the championship. And I was like, oh, Shotzi's just calling title shots. I wonder how Roxanne Perez is going to feel about this. We will find out, right? Adriana Rizzo versus Jada Parker. Jada Parker for the win. So I was like, oh, strike one for the family. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Dijak, Joe Gacy package. What's in the bag? Dijak in that really sexual, intense room of his. He And he goes, he looks at the bag and we go off screen. It's like, oh, what's in the bag? The wolf dogs. Backstage. And Baron's like, yeah. Well, Braun tells him, like, hey, just say it. Just say it, man. Just embrace the wolf dogs. He goes, and Baron's like, no, it's so stupid. He goes, no, but if we win tonight, and I know we're going to win, I want that championship. I haven't had a championship in 7 years. If, you know, I will say it tonight if we win. You know, he didn't say if. He says he knows we're going to win. Carmelo Hayes versus Joe Gacy. Carmelo Hayes for the win. Okay, match. But, of course, we're getting to Dijak coming out, attacking Joe Gacy, because Joe Gacy's been such a pain in his ass. And he gets the straitjacket. That's what was in the bag. He had the straitjacket. He put it on Joe Gacy. And I love Joe Gacy selling it. He's, like, laughing and blah. So we're going to get a much bigger match between these two. Maybe just blood and guts. Oh, wait, that's AEW. But Jordan's backstage, and then Lash and Jackson come, and, you know, setting up something between those two. But right here, Roxanne Perez is in the locker room. She's like, what the fuck? I've been working so goddamn hard for a championship I never lost and everything like that. And then here comes Shotzi, and she gets her title shot. You know, automatically, I understand Roxanne Perez's frustration with this, because she's just like, no, wait a minute. I'm doing the damn thing. And but Shotzi, you know, and Rand Sinclair opening her mouth saying, like, well, you know, she is on SmackDown. She is on the main roster. And guess what she got? She got it to the kisser. She got it to the kisser. Roxanne didn't give a fuck. So, but that'll set up something later on. Alexis King and Oba Femi segment. Oba Femi comes out, cuts a promo. Here comes the King talking about, hey, man, I'm the one that helped you get that championship. I'm the one that made you, you know, get that championship. You have it because I softened up Dragon Lee for you. So we're getting a championship opportunity for Alexis King and Oba Femi next week. We got a champion, a women's championship next week. And then this was my favorite thing of the night, because as much as I'm like, these guys slowly are building on me, is Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen. Josh Briggs is finally moved out on his own. He got the JBL love and everything like that. But there's tension between these two, and one's telling one to grow up. And out of nowhere, they're backstage, and he just says something balls, and it's like, that's all the best you come up with. And they start fighting. And I was like, oh, then that sets up Josh Briggs versus Brooks, Brooke Jensen next week. And I was like, damn. You know, it's crazy seeing these relationships fall apart, especially if you're a wrestling fan. You watch this stuff every single week. You consume it and everything like that. And, you know, you're constantly, it's just like the Roxanne and, not Roxanne, it's just like Shotzi and Lyra. They were going back and forth on the Twitter. I love the fact that they still call it tweets, even though the thing's called X. So no one's, it's like, yeah, the thing's X, okay? But those two set up, they got a big fight. Kiana James with Izzy versus Brian Lee Reese. You know how this goes, you know, Kiana James. Ava's backstage with Roxanne, and Ava's like, yo, did you punch Sinclair in the mouth? And I like the fact that Roxanne's like, well, you know. She deserved it. And she's like, you can't go out punching, but we have Roxanne Perez versus Ren Sinclair next week, which is going to be a fun match. And Malik in a no-phase backstage, you know, they're talking about Brinley Reese, and she's all excited. She comes out. She's all holding her jaw. She's like, yeah, that was a rush. This is what pro wrestling is. You know, she didn't say those words exactly, but that's the intention I got from her. So now, the NXT Tag Team Championships, the family, putting up those championships against the Wolf Dogs. And talk about a match. This was a fun match, man. This I've enjoyed this Dusty Classic just because I love a good tag team match. And that's what this was. This was a fun match. We had Braun go through a table. We had Baron in the steps and everything like that. And the family's trying to hold on to their championships, and they're fighting. But they fell short. And we have the Wolf Dogs as our new NXT Tag Team Championship. I will say the only thing I'm disappointed about is the fact that Baron didn't grab a mic and said, okay, Braun, this is for you. We are the Wolf Dogs, you know, and then they put up the championships. That's all I was waiting for. That was something that I was like, because when he said it backstage, I was like, oh, this is going to be such a sweet moment between these two, right? Am I right? This would be such a sweet moment between these two, but no. No, that's how way off. And bada bing, bada boom, we got new Tag Team Champions. Overall, the show was okay. My match of the night was the NXT Tag Team Championship match, and I'm happy for the Wolf Dogs. I want to see how the family fights back into this. Where does Chase U fit into the tag team division? We got two big championship matches next week, so a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff in the notes. I can't wait to see Dijak and Joe Gacy tear each other apart. Maybe they do a straight jacket match, you know, whatever that entails. So yeah, and that could be a thing. We've had a straight jacket match before, right? Where it's like in the corner and you could put them in the corner. Dean Ambrose do the straight jacket match back then before, you know, maybe so. So, all right, y'all, I give the show a solid, like, 3.5 out of 5. That's it. That's all. Tell me what you think of the show. Drop those comments below. Hit that like, hit that subscribe. Share with your grandma, share with your grandpa, share with the bum down at Walmart. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/New World Podcast. Get yourself that sweet NWP logo created by Penta X. And remember that the New World Podcast is for life, brother. Breaker.